Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career, so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.
Before we get curious, we want to tell you about a new book that Olivia and her 6-year-old brother Noah love. It's called Isabel and the Invisible World.
Have you ever wondered whether there are things in this world that are there, but that we can't quite see? You know, things that are invisible?
Well, in the book, Isabel's 6th birthday is coming up, and she wants something special for her birthday. What if I told you that she wanted something even more special than a bicycle or even a puppy?
She wanted to be able to see things that are invisible.
But how in the world can anyone get something that incredible for their birthday?
Well, somehow, someway, Isabel's mother, who is a scientist, comes up with a brilliant way to give Isabel exactly what she wants for her birthday. A chance to see things that are invisible.
Written by renowned physicist Alan Lightman, Isabel and the Invisible World is a fantastic book for the curious reader that wants to discover, along with Isabel, a whole other world beyond what our eyes can see.
You can purchase Isabel and the Invisible World at all major bookstores or by clicking the link in the show notes.
It's time to get curious! Back to the Curious Kid Podcast. It's Memorial Day weekend, which here in the United States is the unofficial start of summer. Starting this weekend and going through Labor Day weekend, millions of Americans visit the more than 12,000 beaches that can be found nationwide. When Americans were asked how often they go to the beach, 47% said once a year or once a summer, 15% said once a month, 10% said once a week, and 2% of the people asked said that they visit the beach every day. The other 26% go to the beach less than once a year. What is it about beaches that makes them so popular? Let's learn more.
Mailbag!
Mailbag! Hello, my name is Grace, and I live in Tasmania, Australia. I have 2 brothers, and their names are Tom and Ollie. And I am 10 years old. I would like you to get curious about dolphins and the beach.
That's an amazing email sent to us 25 months ago. That's over 2 years ago. We can't wait to get curious about beaches for Grace, Tom, and Ollie.
And if you want to learn a lot about dolphins, check out episode 27 of the podcast, Curious About Dolphins. In that episode, Olivia interviews a veterinarian that helps rescue dolphins and whales in the Florida Keys. It's one of our favorite episodes. Olivia, what's the question of the week?
The longest beach in the world is 132 miles, or 212 kilometers long. In what country can the world's longest beach be found?
While you're thinking about the answer, let's learn what beaches are and how they form.
Beaches are a section of land located next to a body of water. They can be found by lakes, rivers, and oceans. Beaches are made of sand, small rock particles, and shells.
Beaches are formed by the waves and currents of the ocean. Water currents are controlled by changes in wind speed, as well as by changes in the temperature of the air and water. Water currents control the movement of water in the ocean.
Sand is formed by the erosion of rocks, pebbles, cobblestones, gravel, shells, and more. Erosion is when something is broken into smaller and smaller pieces over time. Sand is very fine, meaning that beaches take thousands of years to form, because it must take a long time for erosion to break rock particles down to sand.
Tides tell us how high or low the water level in the ocean is. During high tide, the water level in the ocean is rising, and during low tide, the water level's falling. The tides are caused by the gravitational forces of the moon and the sun.
The highest point of a wave is called the crest. When the crest reaches the coast, it is high tide. The lowest point of the wave is called the trough. When the trough reaches the coast, it is low tide.
During high tide, the water from the ocean will extend further onto the beach. And during low tide, the water will retreat, exposing more of the beach.
You might set up a beach chair on a dry part of the beach and grab a book to read. It's possible that, as you're reading, the ocean water slowly starts creeping closer and closer until your feet are in the water. That happens due to a high tide coming in.
Tides usually follow a 6-hour cycle. That means that the tides could be high for about 6 hours, followed by a 6-hour period of low tides, and then the cycle repeats. 6 hours of high tide, then 6 hours of low tide.
Waves are caused by wind moving across the surface of the water. When tiny water and air molecules collide, they cause friction. That is just a fancy name for the force caused by two things rubbing together. The friction between the water and air molecules causes the water molecules to make energy, resulting in waves.
If you have a nice ball of warm soup and you blow gently on the top of the soup, you may notice ripples on the surface. What's happening in the soup is similar to what happens when waves form from wind. The windier it is, the bigger the waves will be.
Intense waves caused by storms are called swells. Swells are usually very smooth waves.
Most beaches are made up of something called silica, which is a form of quartz. It's a mineral containing the elements silicon and oxygen.
Beach sand can come in many different colors, and that happens due to the different types of rock sediments that are found in different places. There are beaches with brown sand, but there are also more unique beach sand colors like gold, white, red, and even black.
When lava ends up in water, it cools very quickly, and it gets mixed into the sand over time. If enough lava and other volcanic rock fall into the water alongside a beach, it could result in a beach of black sand.
Lots of interesting animals can be found at the beach. The types of animals at the beach vary depending on where the beach is. Our amazing listeners that were curious about beaches live in Tasmania, which means they probably don't have to travel far to get to a beach. Because they live in a different part of the world, they might see different animals at the beach than we do when we go to the Jersey Shore, about an hour from where we live. When we go to the beach, we see lots and lots of seagulls.
In other parts of the world, people might see other animals at the beach, like pelicans, penguins, seals, or sea turtles.
Insects like beetles, fleas, flies, and mosquitoes can also be found on many beaches.
But before animals, including insects, appeared on beaches, plants were on the beaches first. Plants are very important on beaches to help give the beach shape, but also to provide shelter for animals and giving the animals a source of food.
Even though animals live at the beach, it's not the best place for an animal to live, because the environment at the beach is always changing, which isn't ideal for animals looking for more stable environments.
Even though many people flock to the beach on beautiful days to take in the sun, it hasn't always been that way. Going to the beach for fun became popular during the Industrial Revolution. The Industrial Revolution took place about 200 years ago. Before the Industrial Revolution, many things were made in homes or in small shops. Then, people realized it would be more efficient to make things in large groups, in very large buildings called factories. Factories were being built in large cities, so people moved from rural areas to large cities for work.
The people that worked in the factories worked very hard. Because they had to do so much physical work, they were often in good shape. The people that owned the factories were not as fit as the factory workers because they didn't have to work hard every day. As a result, factory owners and other wealthy people were sometimes unhealthy or weak.
That's when doctors would suggest that wealthy people take frequent trips to the beach to restore themselves. Many doctors even thought that the beach had the power to heal certain conditions, like some skin conditions, breathing conditions, and stress.
Here are some interesting facts about beaches around the world for you to enjoy. First up, there is an island in the Bahamas called Pig Beach. The only inhabitants of the island are swimming pigs. If you go to the Bahamas, you can visit Pig Beach and swim with the pigs.
15 years ago, in the year 2008, a beach in Jamaica was stolen. Believe it or not, 500 truckloads of sand were taken from the beach, never to be discovered again. That is a bizarre but true story.
People love the white sand beaches that can be found in Hawaii. Those beaches are made from the poop of parrotfish. And it's very strange, but parrotfish eat dead coral, and then they poop out sand.
There is a beach in Russia that is covered in glass. You wouldn't ordinarily want to step on glass on the beach, but the glass on this Russian beach is smooth and won't hurt your feet. The area around the beach has many glass manufacturing plants. Those plants were dumping glass and porcelain into the water for decades. Over time, that glass turned into sea glass, which isn't sharp at all, washing over the beach. The beach has become a tourist destination for people looking for a beautiful, but also very different beach.
Australia has more than 10,000 beaches. If you visited a different one every single day, it would take you 27 full years to visit each and every one.
One of those Australian beaches is made entirely of seashells. There is no sand on the beach at all. The beach is fittingly called Shell Beach.
The largest seashell is called the Australian Trumpet. It can weigh up to 40 pounds, or 18 kilograms. That's one big seashell.
There is a beach in Iceland called Diamond Beach, where you can find actual icebergs on the beach. Those icebergs look like gemstones over the black sand.
The largest sandcastle ever built was built in Denmark. It was 69.4 feet, or 21 meters tall. It took 31 people to build a massive sandcastle.
And the question of the week is, where is the longest beach in the world located?
The longest beach in the world can be found in Brazil. It is over 150 miles, or 241 kilometers long. It is called Casino Beach. It is a very popular beach, attracting about 150,000 tourists every year.
Casino Beach is also the home to the largest number of seals in the world, and seals are adorable. Many people visit the seals by boat. That sounds like a whole lot of fun. Well, that's a wrap for this week's episode.
Thanks so much for listening to this week's podcast, number 243, on beaches.
Great job, Olivia, and great job, Grace, Tom, and Ollie for the Sandtastic episode topic suggestion. Join us next week when we will get curious about police, for listeners in Australia and Germany. As always, thank you so much for listening and getting curious with us.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track. We care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.